Joining me live in studio today is Christina Leeper. She is the school psychologist with mental health services inside Lincoln County School District number 2. Christina, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Appreciate you stepping in studio today and telling us what you do at LCSD number 2. So give us a background on yourself and how you became to be the role that you're in now.
Okay. I've always loved kids, so I kind of knew from the get-go that's kind of what I wanted to do. I decided school psychology because I like the aspects of being able to do assessments as well as counsel kids. So I did my internship up in Jackson, and fortunately for me, there was an opening here in Star Valley, and I was super excited and jumped on it. So I was able to get hired, and I was excited and have been at Thane ever since 2015.
2015. All right. So what is an average day in the life for a school psychologist?
It's different every day. So you have a schedule, but usually your schedule never stays the way it's supposed to be. But typically I get to hang out with kids either individually with counseling, or I am able to go into the classrooms and do whole group lessons. And then I also get to work a lot with teachers. So maybe do observations with kids if they have concerns, and then try to program to make them successful in the classroom. I also am on the special education side, where I get to do assessments to determine if a child qualifies for special education services.
Okay, perfect. So you have to know a lot of different things then, is
yes.
what it sounds
yes.
like. How do you stay current and up to date? Because it sounds like, I would assume, things are always changing in that kind of field,
yes.
right?
Yes, education's always changing. So we're fortunate here at Lincoln County that we're able to go to different conferences. So there's several conferences in the past couple of years, Learning the Brain in particular, that I really like, that has a lot of things that come from the mental health side, but also helps us with connection and building relationships with students. And then just obviously reading. I'm a avid reader, so I like to learn new things.
Perfect. Now, remind me, I think you said it, but do you spend most of your time at the elementary level?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. And so there's more psychologists in the district than just yourself then,
yes.
right?
Yes. So,
yes. So at the elementary age, mm-hmm. What do you see is just for the average child, one of the biggest issues that could pop up at any time during a school year?
I would just say just regulation. That's a lot of the stuff that I work with, is how to teach kids how to identify how they're feeling and then able to use an appropriate strategy to calm their body down. They typically know how to say, I'm happy, I'm sad, but it's just being able to stop in that moment and calm down that they struggle with.
Not just kids.
Yes, adults
I mean,
as well.
You're talking about that. I'm thinking, I'm 37 yeah. and I haven't figured this out yet.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's life skills is what
yes,
it sounds
100%.
Like, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Again, speaking with Christina Leeper, she's the school psychologist, one of the school psychologists inside LCSD number 2. Nate Westcott is here with you today.
Yep.
And of course, Nate oversees this program. So, Nate, while you're here, we might as well turn your mic on and have you on. Tell us the psychologist like Christina that the district has. Tell us about the resource that this is for the teachers and the students and the families of the district.
Well, thanks for having me on. It's an amazing resource. We're so lucky with the group we have. We have five total school psychologists along with our counselors. And so to just add to what Christina said, they're trying to basically empower the students to learn. They also, Christina and the other psychologists also help the teachers have confidence for what they're doing in the classroom. And a lot of times parents, and we kind of joke because we teach everyone this and then we go home and then we make the same mistake with our kids. But then even for parents to give them confidence on what they do. Because a lot of times when Christina and her team bring in outside experts to help train our staff, we also try to do community nights where the parents can come in and learn from those experts too. So it's pretty okay. cool what they do.
Yeah, absolutely. And the day-to-day stuff is crucial, but unfortunately there are moments when big events happen. And walk us through, Nate, we'll start with you on this one. Walk us through the benefit of having a psychologist on hand for those types of moments.
Sure. And, you know, Wyoming is a great place to live, but, you know, we also, there's challenges here and there are times that there's tragedies. And our school psychologists and counselors always rally. So if there's something that happens, and sometimes even though the impact might be in one school, there's ripple effects in other schools. And so they stop what they're doing and they make sure they're there for the students, for the parents and the teachers, not just in the immediacy of the moment, but over time as students might need to process something, they can come back and talk about those things.
In studio this morning, Christina Leeper and Nate Westcott with LCSD number 2 Mental Health Services. So Christina, when when you talk about an elementary age child, mental health is, especially in the teenage years with social media and everything. In fact, we just had a really neat story in the Star Valley Independent a couple weeks ago about a former Star Valley High School student that's opened up about her mental health struggles and how serious it became. So what can someone do, parents specifically, while their children are still at the elementary age level, to help them so that when they get into the teenage years that they're prepared for those types of things?
Yeah. I think really honestly just comes down to that connection. I know with social media that people are on their iPads, their phones all the time. So I think just making sure that you are taking that away and you're having that time and that conversation with your kids so that they feel comfortable to be able to come to you and talk to you about things, I think is really important. I mean, our parents in this valley, I feel like, are super amazing with that. And so I just think being open is the most important thing that kids feel like they have to keep it to themselves, because then they start doing things that could be harmful.
If parents feel like they need help,
yep,
they can reach out to you.
Absolutely, 100%. So they can go on Thing website. My email's there. My phone number's there. They're welcome to come into the school anytime and just ask to meet with me. My door is always open.
Excellent. And how? And I guess, Nate, it's the same thing goes for the other psychologist, I'm assuming, around the district, correct? What's the best way to get in touch with a psychologist?
Yeah, call the school and say, you know, you want to talk to someone, a counselor or a psychologist, about their child, and the secretary, the principal, will make that connection. And they really are awesome to give the parents the time they need to help process and give them the confidence to support their children.
Excellent. That's Christina Leeper and Nate Westcott in studio this morning. Anything we missed about what you guys do? Sometimes tell us something more about the lighter side of mental health, because it can be a very difficult topic and kind of dark sometimes. So maybe tell me something that you really love that brings a smile to your face when you do your job.
I think it's the kids. They say the funniest thing, especially elementary kids, because they don't have a filter. So, yeah. For example, one of my the things I'm doing with the kids is a whole group lesson about the brain. And so they have to learn about the amygdala and how to calm down. So they're really great at being able to identify how another friend is flipping their lid or is mad, but they can't recognize them themselves. So it's pretty cute.
Yeah, sounds like marriage.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, no, I appreciate you guys coming in. Christina and Nate, very much appreciate it.